the Jennifer Lopez you thought you knew.
Welcome to Smash It's Jennifer.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying yourself in the UK?
I love it. I love it here. I always come here, and usually I'm coming for work, so I don't get to hang that much. But every once in a while, I get to hit a club or something. It's fun.
Must say that was an amazing entrance that you made at the MTV Music Awards.
It was. We flew in on the J-Lo jet.
But it was quite scary, actually.
Yeah, I try not to think about it too much. I don't want to get nervous.
You don't fancy getting your own pilot's license, then?
No. They let me fly without a license this time.
Whenever we see you on stage, you always seem to really enjoy yourself performing live.
I love performing. It's a lot of fun for me. I love seeing people's reaction to the music. And, you know, there's nothing like doing live shows. So, you know, we just go out there and we come well prepared and we have a good time.
Is it true that your parents actually didn't really want you to become a worldwide superstar?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not that they weren't supportive. It was just that you have to realize, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, you know, lower middle class to middle class neighborhood. You know, it was a simple kind of life. You know, you went to school and you were going to go work in a bank or something like that. So my parents kind of wanted me to be more safe and have something to fall back on and all that kind of stuff. And
when you go back to where you grew up in the Bronx, what are your old friends like with you now?
You know, they're kind of weirded out because, you know, it's been so long since they've seen me, or, you know what I mean? So it's kind of weird for them.
I heard a rumor that when you were little, you had a kind of a Charlie's Angels thing going on.
Oh, God, yeah. Where'd you hear that?
You know, I have my sources.
Yeah, no, when we were young, we lived in this building, and there was three of us, so everybody used to call us Charlie's Angels, you know. I was Farrah Fawcett.
You didn't fancy having to go in the new Charlie's Angels movie, though?
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I hear it's great.
Oh, you could have kicked some butt in that.
I would have, yeah, hell yeah.
Your relationship with Puff is one of the most famous relationships in the world. You're always both in magazines and newspapers together, but to be honest, they always seem to be giving you a rough time. Do you think it makes you stronger together as a couple?
I think so, but I think it's also hard to deal with. It makes you kind of bond together when you're in a situation where it's like the two of you against everybody. You know what I mean? In a way, not against the world, but against what people are being made to think about you through the media, you know, through newspapers and magazines and stuff that a lot of times is not true. And in a way, it can damage the relationship too. You know what I mean? Which is the part why it's not good, you know?
Knowing what the papers and magazines are like, what's the most bizarre thing that you've had made up about you?
Bizarre.
You know, the mornings when you wake up and read the papers and think, oh no, look what I'm meant to have done now.
I don't really keep up with everything they're writing, you know what I mean? But, you know, the $1 billion insurance policy was pretty outrageous.
So you can put a stop to that and smash it right now. It's not true.
Yeah, not true. I don't know where they got that from.